You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Stephen Powell here, looking ahead to the best of Sunday's action. We've got action at Fosslass, Market Raisin and Navan to look forward to on Sunday. Mr. Powell, how on earth are you?
Very well, thank you, Alex. Ian?
Yeah, good. All good. You're standing in at short notice on podcast duty today.
I am, yes.
But that's okay, because I'd argue that you're my favourite podcaster anyway.
I bet you say that to all the podcasters.
Well, it's been a long time since we've recorded something together.
Indeed.
I think we were going back 2 or 3 years.
Probably for the best,
I think
people would say.
Quite possibly.
No, but it works out well, Alex, because I'm working at Market Raisin on Sunday. I'd already had a look at the card, so it all slotted into place quite nicely.
Done this preparation already. We've got some good action at Navan as well on Sunday. Vroom Vroom Rang not declared, unfortunately, but we've still got two Grade 2 events. It's quality over quantity.
Yes.
In terms of field size.
Yes, because we've got 4 in the Boyne Hurdle and 5 in the 10-up novices chase. The Boyne Hurdle really, really should be won by Diamond Cachoir. Maggio, I think, he's having a spin because he's being aimed at the Grand National. Mm-hmm. But Pome hasn't really lived up to what he showed last year. And Lieutenant Colonel seems to be a little bit out of form at the moment. So if you made me have a bet, Diamond Cachoir would be the one I'd probably side with.
I was going to say, it looks a bit of a subpar renewal, probably.
Yes, yeah. When you
look at the recent winners.
Yeah.
Sutton Place, Snow Falcon, Dedigout, Dunguibin on his own, Murad, Vola La Vedette, War of Attrition. Yeah. Crikey, it's quite a list.
It is. So obviously, if Vroom Vroom Magda turned up, it would have been...
At the same time, it could be that Diamond Cachoir could in 3 years' time, be one of the ones that we look back at and go, crikey.
Yeah, he was a good winner that year, wasn't he? Yeah.
We'll have to see. And the other Grade 2 is coming up at 4 o'clock, the Novice Chase, and that looks more open.
It is more open, yeah. Gordon Elliott's got a strong hand with his 3 runners, Jury Duty, Monbeg, Notorious and Mossback. Willie Mullins saddles just Say Jersey in the lineup, so it's a very interesting renewal. Mm. I just love Jury Duty for some reason. I've got a soft spot. You know, you sort of...
Tough.
Yeah, you sort of... find yourself aligning towards horses. And I mean, he's really consistent as well. He's never been out of the first 4 in more than 2 of his career starts, I think, 14 and 16, which is not bad at all. And they're both races that I'll sit and watch with interest, maybe for future reference, as opposed to getting involved on Sunday.
You mentioned tough horses. Just reminds me of one race yesterday at Sandown. Of course, the feature race on that card was the Grade 2 Jane Seymour Mares Novices Hurdle, won by Midnight Tune of Anthony Honeyballs. And she is tough. You get some mares that are quite flashy, have got a lot of ability, but you need to sort of keep them lightly raced and keep them on side. Midnight Tune is just tough and dour and still has a fair amount of ability as well. But a really good success for her yesterday.
Yeah, she's still improving. I mean, if you look this time last year, she was getting beat off marks of 109, 108 in handicap hurdles. And this season, they just seem to have really clicked with her, and she's really hit her stride with those wins at Kempton and Wincanton. And then obviously the biggest win of them so far when she won that race yesterday and was well on top of the line as well. It'll be interesting to see where she goes now, because she's obviously a stayer, so the mare's hurdle at Cheltenham, the novices, is probably out because it's 2-1. Will they drop her into open company over 2.5? It would be interesting, or maybe try and spy something a little bit further down the line, because there are other mare's novices hurdles left this season that may not be of the competitive level that the ones I've just mentioned will be.
No, that's true. And just one eye-catcher from that race, Sensualano, who finished 3rd. I've had my eye on this one, well, in every single run so far. I always seem to be on air when this horse is running. And she is... she's got a lot of ability. And she still needs to brush up on her jumping a bit, but she just keeps stepping forward. She's been campaigned almost exclusively at Warwick.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more to come from her. She was still quite... I don't want to say babyish, but she's still learning.
Yeah, she is, yeah. And I mean, it's less than 12 months since she had her first run as well last season. And it's unlike Noel Williams to put his horses in a grade that he doesn't think they'll be competitive. I mean, he's not awash with horses, and he wouldn't be overly prolific either, but they generally run in the right grade.
Yeah.
So the fact that they've, I think, dropped her into that handicap will be interesting. And there's obviously the Mayor's Final at Newbury at the end of March, which is 2.5 miles, and she's got a 1.26. Will the handicapper move her? And if he does, will he move her much? I'm not sure, but that would seem a logical choice.
Yeah. As for Sunday's action, and we're recording this on Saturday morning, just between the first two races at Lingfield, actually.
We are, yeah.
Starting early, so we can't reflect on any of Saturday's action, but we'll save that for Kevin O'Malley and John Gibby on tomorrow's podcast. As for Sunday, we're going to focus on Market Raisin. It's not a bad card.
It's not a bad little card, no. Six races there and competitive. I mean, there's no sort of real world beaters on show, but there's one race particular, the Handicap Hurdle, which is a feature race worth £22,000 at 3:15, which is a very, very competitive race, and there's some good horses on show.
Yeah, including Nayarti, who was a very fortunate winner. He was,
and that's, I looked at him and then looked at another one, and then I looked at Treshnish in there and Oxford Blue as well with the headgear back on. Both Oxford Blue and Nayarti particularly of interest because they received the weight for age allowance of £9, as well as they're both four-year-olds. And that race has actually worked out really well for a Market Race, and he beat Oistrakh Le Noir, who you would then say was a fortunate second. Mm. Well, he hacked up at Market Race last week, Oistrakh Le Noir.
Yeah.
Harmonizer was brought down in the fall, one at Plumpton, and the horse, the other one, the Gary Moore horse, was second yesterday at Sandown. Yeah. So all in all, it doesn't look like it was a bad little race, even though he would have been a very distant third.
True. We're going to focus on two at Market Raisin, and I believe from talking to you off air that it's a similar form line that you're sort of going down. We'll start with the 210,
yeah,
Mayor's Novices Hurdle. There doesn't look to be a standout candidate here. Ruegate is likely to be the market leader for Venetia Williams and Aidan Coleman, but again, doesn't bring a formidable level of form into this.
No, she last time out ran at Ludlow when she fell in a novice's hurdle, and that was a race won by Melangerie, and she was just in front when she fell there that day, which would have been a career best from her. Melangerie didn't do a great deal for the form at Sandown yesterday.
Was
Friday.
A crashing fall as well at the last.
Yes, exactly. So the mixture of the subsequent lack of substance to the form and the fact it was a really heavy fall, it wasn't as though she just sort of slipped over, it was a crashing fall, and combine that with the Venetia Williams form as well. She's had one winner from 19 in the last 14 days, but she's had a very, very poor season, Venetia Williams, by her usual standards, when you think that she's had 16 winners all season, and bearing in mind that officially we are in the final third of the season as well now. That is not good at all. So I was keen to take her on. The Lucy Wadham mare, Potter's Sapphire, I've seen at Huntingdon and Fakenham in recent times. She was beaten by Melangerie last year in a bumper. But last time out, she was well beaten at Huntingdon, a very distant positioning from her when she was back in third place, and I wasn't convinced that was the strongest race either. I know the Vocalist won and won comfortably from O Michelle, but in behind for me there was not a great deal. So I came then to True Blue for Sue Smith and for Danny Cook, who cost £800 True Blue, which I think might prove in the long term to be not. I mean, she's already won £539, so she's on the way to paying that back. She outran Big Odds at Sedgefield on Boxing Day, and then she didn't run as well as I thought she might at Wetherby last time out, but the ground at Wetherby has been really poor this season. I know, talking to one of our colleagues, Andy Gibson and Andy Holding, they do times and figures on their adjusted sort of timings. Wetherby has produced the softest ground this season so far, back in the middle of January. And I think the combination of her being keen on very testing ground last time out just conspired to accentuate her defeat. But with that under a belt, coming to Market Raisin, where it's now soft, good to soft in places, so it's drying out as well, I thought she would be very, very interesting indeed. Hopefully, she will be an each-way price as well, which will cover all bases, but I think she could win.
Okay. The 2:45 is the second race on the cards, Mayor's Handicap Hurdle. And again, it's a horse that ran in that Wetherby race last time. I will say, we are recording this prior to Saturday's racing, and the winner of that race is actually running on Saturday at Haydock.
Yeah.
That's Chambra.
Yeah, the whole thing could fall apart.
I was going to say. But at the same time, Chambre won pretty comfortably, but yep. You do have horses in behind who looked like long-term projects, and it may well be that the horse that you're about to select for the second race is one of those as well.
Yeah, she's very bizarre, the one I'm going to choose for that May's handicap hurdle. I'll just touch on one or two others that sort of caught my eye, really. Isle of View's very interesting on the basis that she hacked up on her hurdling debut, but we haven't seen her for a year and a half. Since then, and Vivante is very interesting because she's having her first run for Harry Fry as well. But the one I think, Northern Beau, Michael Scudamore's horses are running pretty well at the moment. He had a winner at Fakenham on Friday, and she's got a very bizarre profile. She had 6 runs on the flat. She was trained by Ron Harris, and then she moved to Clare Cannon in Ireland, and was stuffed every single time on the flat. She's by Camford Cliffs out of a Galileo mare, so she probably should be about a mile, mile and a quarter horse. She then reappeared after a year off in a point-to-point, which she was fairly comfortable winner of, and then she won another one over 3 miles. More impressively, she now joined Michael Scudamore and ran 2 very nice races over hurdles. Again, A, on ground that I think will be too soft for her based on that point-to-point form, and B, over a trip that might be a little bit too short. So I think the combination of a switch to handicap company, the step-up in trip, and the better ground warrants her to be my choice.
Crazy though, isn't it? The range of distances that she's been up. She's only 5.
Yeah, I know.
And she was seen in 2016 at Ayr in May, and was stuffed over 6 furlongs.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, she's been winning point to points over further.
It's just really strange. She's not bred for it at all, but she's proved in those 2 hurdle runs that it was no fluke.
No, true. You mentioned dangers, Isle of View, Vivante. It's quite a deep race, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a bad race, but there's quite a few mares in there that are a bit out of form. Bayer's obviously not running because she ran at Fakenham on Friday. Chandos Bell showed a bit of early promise but hasn't lived up to it. Darhill's Hill's been clobbered by the handicapper for its win last time out. And then those at the top, the likes of Gran Chirina, Kalaniti, aren't exactly prolific winners. Okay. So I thought maybe one who's a little exposed.
So Northern Beau in the 2:45 and in the first race on the card, the 2:10.
Yeah.
Taking a chance with True Blue. What would be the nap? What would be the next best?
I think it would be Northern Beau would be the nap, and True Blue would be the next best.
Okay. Good stuff. Fingers crossed we can have a winner or two, or maybe an each-way double, maybe.
Yeah, that might
could
be
the way to go.
Could be the way to go,
if all 8 stay in the first.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen, though, for joining me.
Always a pleasure,
and
Alex.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And we'll be back shortly on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.